ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अवत्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति निष्ठिके मूकं करोति वाचालं पिङ्गलङ्गयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीपरमानन्दमाधवम्। So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 24th chapter, text 64. Srishtam sa sakte edam anum pravishtas chatur vedam puram atman sakena अथो विदुस्तं पुरुषं संतमंत भुंते ऋषिके मधुसारघंग्य सृष्टं स्वशक्तेदं अनुप्रविष्टः चतुर्विधं पूरं आत्मं संकेन अथो विदुस्तं पुरुषं संतमंत भुंते ऋषिके मधुसारगम्य सृष्टं स्वशक्तेदं अनुप्रविष्टः चतुर्विधं पूरं आत्मं सकेन अथो विदुस्तं पुरुषं संतमंत भुंते ऋषिके मधुसारघंग्य ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। ट्रांसलेशन माइंड डियर लॉर्ड आफ्टर क्रिएटिंग बाय योर ओन पोटेंसीज यू एंटर विद इन द क्रिएशन इन फोर काइंड्स ऑफ फॉर्म being within the hearts of all the living being within the hearts of the living entities, you know them and know how they are enjoying their senses. The so-called happiness of this material creation is exactly like the bee's enjoyment of honey after it has been collected in the honeycomb. Purport: the material cosmic manifestation is an exhibition of the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because dull matter cannot work independently, the Lord Himself enters within this material creation in the form of a partial expansion, Paramatma. And he enters also by its separated parts and parcels, the living entities. In other words, both the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead enter into the material creation just to make it active. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.5, Aparayam itastvanyam prakritim vidhime param jiva-bhutam nahabhavo edam dharyate jagat. Besides this inferior nature, O mighty Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mind which consists of all living entities who are struggling with this material nature and are sustaining the universe. Since the material world cannot work independently, the living entities enter into the material manifestation in four different types of bodies. The word Chaturvidham is significant in this verse. There are four types of living entities born within this material world. Some are born by way of an embryo, Jarayuja, by way of eggs, Andaja, perspiration, Shvedaja, and like the trees, by way of seeds, Udvidaja. Regardless of how these living entities appear, they are all busy in the pursuit of sense enjoyment. The materialistic scientists' contention, that living entities other than human beings have no soul is nullified herein. Whether they are born through an embryo, eggs, perspiration or seeds, all living entities in the 84 lakh species of life are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and each therefore is an individual spiritual spark and soul. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also remains within the heart of the living entity, regardless of whether the living entity is a man, animal, tree, germ or microbe. The Lord resides in everyone's heart, and because of all living entities who come to this material world do so in order to fulfill their desires for sense enjoyment, the Lord directs the living entities to enjoy their senses. Thus, the Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knows everyone's desires, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matta smriti jnanam apovanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness. Remaining within the hearts of all living entities, the Lord bestows remembrance by which the living entities can enjoy certain things. Thus the living entities create their enjoyable honeycombs and then enjoy them. The example of the bees is appropriate because when bees try to enjoy their honeycomb, they have to suffer the bites of other bees. Because bees bite one another when they enjoy honey, they are not exclusively enjoying the sweetness of the honey, for there is also suffering. In other words, the living entities are subjected to the pains and pleasures of material enjoyment. Whereas, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, knowing their plans for sense enjoyment, is aloof from them. In the Upanishads, the example is given of the two birds sitting on a tree. One bird, the jiva or the living entity, is enjoying the fruits of that tree, and the other bird, Paramatma, is simply witnessing. In the Bhagavad Gita 13.23, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma is described as Upadrashta, the overseer and Anumanta the permitter. Thus the Lord simply witnesses and gives the living entity sanction for sense enjoyment. It is the Paramatma also who gives the intelligence by which the bees can construct a hive, collect honey from various flowers, store it and enjoy it. Although the Paramatma is aloof from the living entities, he knows their intentions and he gives them facilities by which they can enjoy or suffer the results of their actions. Human society is exactly like a beehive, for everyone is engaged in collecting honey from various flowers or collecting money from various sources and creating large empires for common enjoyment. However, after these empires are created, the bites of other nations have to be suffered. Sometimes nations declare war upon one another and human beehives become sources of misery. Although human beings are creating their beehives in order to enjoy the sweetness of their senses, they are at the same time suffering from the bites of other persons or nations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as Paramatma is simply witnessing all these activities. The conclusion is that both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Jivas enter into this material world. However, the Paramatma or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipable because he has arranged for the happiness of the living entity in the material world. Because it is the material world, however, no one can enjoy any kind of happiness without inebriety. Material enjoyment means inebriety, whereas spiritual enjoyment means pure enjoyment under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Siyutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sagana Raghunatha Nitantam Sadevam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Visakha Nitam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vanchakalpataru Vesha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patetanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurati Se Namo Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare సృష్టం సశక్తేదం అనుప్రవిష్ట చతుర్విధం పరం ఆత్మాం సఖేన అథో విదూస్తం పురుషం సంతం అంత భుంక్తే ఋషికైరి మధుసారఘం యః. సో హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వర్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం, లార్డ్ శివ ఇస్ సింగింగ్ ది గ్లోరీస్ ఆఫ్ ది లార్డ్ అండ్ ఇన్ దిస్ వే he is instructing the pratetas how to sing the glories of the Lord and pray to the Lord for his divine mercy. So unless one knows the glories of the Lord, it is very difficult to glorify him. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that janma karmam chame dibyam evam jo vetti tattvatah tyakta deham punarjanma naiti mameti sarjana. So my birth and my activities are transcendental, dibya, divine. And anyone who knows this, after leaving his body, can attain the supreme destination, Lord Krishna's lotus feet. So it is very important to know Krishna and his activities in truth, tattva. So here, in this verse, Lord Shiva is describing in front of the pratetas about the glories of the Lord. That how the Lord is not only the creator of this material universe or the material creation, he creates this material universe, and at the same time he also enters into this material creation. As we all know, in the process of creation, that when Mahavishnu created unlimited material universes, the material universes came out from the pores of his body, and they were unlimited in number. But the creation in those material universes could not take place until the Lord entered into each of the material universe. Because without the Lord's presence, all the material universes were in darkness. This is the nature of these material universes. They are in darkness, means darkness represents ignorance. So this material universe is in darkness, means in ignorance, and those who take birth in these material universes, they are also in ignorance. They are also in darkness. So the Lord expanded himself. Mahavishnu expanded himself into Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, and he expanded himself into many Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu forms and entered into each and every universe. And when the Lord entered into the universes, there he could not find a place to take rest. That's why from the perspiration of his own body, he filled up the universe, half of the universe, with water, perspiration water of his own body, which is also transcendental. And that is called Garbha Ocean. This half of the universe is filled with Garbha Ocean. And the Lord rested on the bed of Ananta Sesa and that Garbha Ocean, and then the Lord desired to create, to fill up the universe. And when the Lord desired to create, then from his navel a lotus sprouted, and on the top of that lotus the first living entity of the universe, Brahma was created. So Brahma just appeared on that lotus which sprouted from the navel of Garbhodaksai Vishnu. So Brahma has no ordinary father and mother. The Supreme Lord was his father and mother. So that's why Brahma is called Swayambhu, who appeared himself from the lotus, from the navel of Lord Garbhodaksai Vishnu. So in this way, Brahma took birth, and then being empowered by the Supreme Lord, then Brahma created other living entities. So initially Brahma created other living entities from his mind. The first creation was from the mind, mental creation. And when Brahma saw that creation cannot be filled up by creating in this way from the mind, then Brahma created the form of a woman. And when the form of a woman and man was created, then they became attracted to each other, then the creation automatically went ahead. So in this way the entire universe was filled up with living entities. So here in this verse, Lord Shiva says that Sustam so Shakti, Shakti, so Shaktya. That my dear Lord, you created this material universe by your own energy, material energy. Though Krishna has multifarious energies, parasya shaktir vividhaiva sruyate, so among all other energies, these are very prominent energies, the external and internal energies. Internal energy of Krishna, which helps the Lord in his pastimes. And this external energy, which is called material energy or Maya Shakti, Bahiranga Shakti. Through this Shakti, the Lord creates the material universes. And also it has been described in Bhagavad Gita that Jiva Bhutan Mahabaho. That the Jivas, they are also the Lord's energy. These living entities, they are also Lord's energies, but they are called marginal energies. Marginal in the sense, they can prefer, by using their own independence, they can prefer to stay in the within material energy or spiritual energy. They can prefer. So those who are coming to this material world, they have preferred to come to this material world. And what was the reason, as it has been stated in the scriptures, that we did not want to serve Krishna. We wanted to forget Krishna and enjoy without Krishna. Krishna bahirmukhaya bhogavanchakare nikatastha mayatare jhapatiyadhare. In Prema Vivarta, Sri Jagadananda Pandit says that when the living entity becomes Krishna bahirmukha, turns his face away from Krishna, does not want to serve Krishna, he wants enjoyment without Krishna. And as soon as he desires, then this Bahiranga, Maya Shakti, is already there to capture the jiva. That's why it is said, Chhapatiya Dhare, means Maya Devi is standing there and immediately she jumps to catch that living entity and kiss that living entity under our control. Nikatastha mayatare jhapati adhar. And then when the living entity in this way becomes controlled by this external energy of the Lord, then the living entity behaves differently. The way the living entity behaves is not actually his own swabhava or own nature. He behaves differently, as if a different person. How is it? Na pisati paila jana mati channa hai. That if someone is hunted by a ghost, then that person does not act properly. When someone is hunted by the ghost, then the way the ghost will direct him, the person will act. Mayagrasta jivera hai sevava udaya. So as the living entity who has been captured by Maya is under the control of Maya, that's why he does not act independently. Whatever he is influenced by Maya, whatever way the Maya prompts, the living entity acts under the control of the three modes of material nature. And in this way, the living entity surrenders. Maya or Nathara, he becomes a servant of Maya Devi. Because he did not want to become servant of Krishna, so he became servant of Maya Devi. So the living entity cannot stay independent. When sometimes we say we are independent, we are actually not independent. Either we become a servant of Krishna or we become a servant of Maya Devi. We cannot become independent. So if we become servant of Maya Devi and work or act under the dictation of Maya, then we are in great trouble. And we all realize this in this material world. How much trouble we are going through. Because we have desire to enjoy our senses separately from Krishna. That's why the Maya Devi has given us a material body. And through this material body, through these material senses, we are all trying to enjoy this material world. So it is said that Chaturvidham Puram Atman Sakena. Maya Devi creates the bodies. Here Pura means body. That's why this Purusa has two meanings. Purusa is called the enjoyer, one who wants to enjoy. Another meaning of Purusa is one who is situated in Pura, means body. So who is living inside the body? He is also called Purusa. So the living entities, they are also called Purusa. But the Supreme Purusa, the Purusottama, is Krishna. The living entities are his parts and parcels. So here it says Atman Sakena. Atma Ansakena. Means the living entities are Krishna's own part and parcel. Atma Ansa. So when Krishna creates this material world to facilitate for these rebellious living entities to come to this material world, accept a material body and try to enjoy in this material world. So Krishna is creating this material world to facilitate the living entities. But he has created this material world in such a way that this is called Dukkhalayam Aswasatam. This is a place of misery and this is Aswasatam. This is temporary. So even if we try to enjoy in this material world, we cannot actually enjoy. All of our enjoyments are followed by sufferings. This is the nature of this material world. That's why even if we try to enjoy and get little material enjoyment, but then we have to suffer. After this little material enjoyment, we have to suffer a life of suffering. Whole life we have to suffer in this material world. That's why Lord Krishna says, Yehi sansparsada bhoga dukkha yonaya evate adyanta vanta kanteya natesu ramate vadha. Those who are intelligent persons, they are Yehi sansparsada bhoga dukkha yonaya evate. In this material world, whatever material happiness we derive, that is due to the contact of the material senses. Yehi sansparsada bhoga dukkha jonayevate. Because of the contact of the material senses, whatever material enjoyment we derive, that becomes the cause of accepting so many yonis, bodies, life after life. Sometimes we take birth as human beings, sometimes as animals, sometimes as birds, beasts and different microbes, so many, 84 lakh species of life. We have to go through all these bodies one after another. Then only we can get one human form. And if we don't utilize that human form of life to get out of this suffering of this material world, then again we are going through those 84 lakh species of life. And again we will be suffering in this material world. So this is the nature of this material world. So Lord Krishna, as a well-wishing friend, he accompanies the living entities. He enters into this material creation, then the material creation takes place. And when these living entities are created, then the Lord himself again expands into Paramatma, Kshirodakshaya Vishnu, and enters into each and every living entity's heart as Paramatma. So we can see there is one Mahavishnu, but he is expanding into many Garbhodakshaya Vishnus. And again, each Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is again expanding into many Kshirodakshaya Vishnu forms as Paramatma. Those who are living are residing in the heart of all living entities. So in this way, Chaturvidham, four types of bodies are created in this material world. The body created from the embryo, the body created from perspiration, the body created from the plants or seeds, and then the body is created from the eggs. So in this way, four types of bodies are created. So the Lord enters into each of these bodies as Paramatma and also as Jivatma. Because Jivatma is part and parcel of Krishna. So both ways the Lord is entering into the bodies of the living entities. So that means in each and every living entity's body, there is Jivatma and Paramatma, both. As it has been stated, that Samana Vrikshe Purusha, this body is considered a vriksha, a tree. And in this body, there are two purushas. In this body of the tree, there are two purushas sitting. Two bars are sitting. So in this tree, two bars are sitting. There are two purushas. One is the individual jivatma, and the another is paramatma, the supreme soul. So the function of these two bars, like two bars are sitting in one tree, one bar is eating the fruit, another bar is just watching. So in the same way, the living entity, the jivatma, which is situated within this body, that jivatma is eating the fruits of its activities through this body. And the other paramatma, the other bar, is just watching what jivatma is doing. So that means whatever jivatma does, the paramatma knows everything. He is upadrashta and anumanta. He is the overseer of the activities of jivatma. So we cannot hide anything from paramatma. Sometimes we may commit some sinful activities and we may think no one has seen this. So no one knows what I have done. But paramatma, he knows very well even what to speak of doing the activity when we are thinking within our minds that I want to do this. Paramatma knew everything. That's why he is the witness of our activities, and accordingly he awards the results of our activities. So he is upadrashta, he is the overseer, and anumanta, he also permits, allows us to act. Without being permitted by Paramatma, we cannot also act. So sometimes people ask question that if the Paramatma is allowing us to do, then why we are responsible for our activity? Paramatma should be responsible. But Paramatma is nirapeksha. He is impartial. He is staying aloof from our activities. Though he is permitting us, but he is staying aloof. Why? Because as Paramatma, Krishna says that I am the well-wishing friend of all living entities. Srutam sarva-bhutanam. That's why he is accompanying all the jivas. So when a living entity wants to do some sinful activities, because he wants to enjoy his senses, because the living entity thinks to enjoy the material senses is the goal of his life. As a result, he works very hard to get money, which is here Prabhupada describes as honey. Also in this verse it has been described that money is honey. So people, they are trying to enjoy sense gratification through their money. That's why they are working very hard to earn money so they can gratify their senses. But the example is given here that the honey bees, they also work very hard. They go flower to flower to collect honey. With great difficulty they collect honey from different flowers and they make a honeycomb. And then when they want to enjoy that honey, they also get bites from other honeybees. They cannot enjoy the honey without being in anxiety. They cannot do that. They are always in anxiety. And we can also see this fact in this material world, that how everyone in this material world is in anxiety. You see, sometimes if you can watch a bird's eating, a bird may be eating the food what he has got, but he would not eat it peacefully. He would try to eat food with great anxiety, always looking here and there if someone else is coming to eat me. So they are always in anxiety, the living entities. If someone is trying to enjoy, then he is looking here and there, oh, if someone else is coming to take share of my enjoyment, or put obstruction to my enjoyment. So that's why we are always in great anxiety. And it is the nature of this material world that people will not let you enjoy peacefully. This is the nature of this material world. People are so envious of each other, one another. They cannot let you enjoy peacefully. They will try to obstruct you, try to put some obstacles in your path, try to take away your enjoyment. In that way they feel happy. Para dukkhe sukhi. So this is the nature of this material world. So no one can actually enjoy in this material world eternally without being in anxiety. That's why it says, bhunte hrishikir madhu saragangya. The living entities in this material world, they are trying to enjoy like the honey bees, working very hard day and night to earn money so they can fulfill their desire of enjoying their material senses. But they cannot do so. Like the honey bees are getting the bites of other honey bees, the living entities will also suffer from the attacks of other living entities. So they cannot enjoy peacefully. That's why Krishna says, Natesu Ramate Buddha, Adyanta Vanta Kaunteya, Natesu Ramate Buddha. Those who are Buddha means those who are intelligent persons. They consider this matter with their intelligence. Those who are intelligent persons, they consider this matter, that what am I doing here? I am trying to enjoy my senses, working day and night like an ass, working very hard to earn some money, and when I am trying to enjoy, I cannot enjoy properly or peacefully. So what is the use of working so hard? Sometimes we see people work so hard day and night, they have no time to sleep, they have no time to eat peacefully. Then for what they are working so hard? Eating, sleeping, mating and defending, they cannot do it. But still they are pisaji paile jena mati channa hai. Because they have been hunted by the material nature, therefore they are acting according to the direction of this material nature, working very hard to enjoy, but they cannot enjoy. So when considering this fact, an intelligent person can think that adyanta vanta kaunte. Krishna says, this material enjoyment has a beginning and has an end. This is not eternal enjoyment. Now you may start enjoying something, but after 2 minutes that enjoyment will end. Then why you should waste your time for this little enjoyment which will be followed by unlimited miseries? That's an intelligent person, natesu ramate, Krishna says. Does not take pleasure in the so-called material enjoyments. And same thing, also Krishna says to Uddhava. In Srimad Bhagavatam, while instructing Uddhava, Lord Krishna says that who is intelligent in this material world? Sometimes we think we are very intelligent persons. I have great intelligence. And what is that intelligence? If I can cheat others, then I am very intelligent. We think in this way, in this material world. This material world is the place for cheaters and cheated. If someone can cheat others, then he thinks he is very intelligent. But Krishna says that who is actually intelligent? Said, esam buddhimatam buddhir manisam ca manishinam. Lord Krishna says that those who are actually intelligent, their intelligence is detected when, what happens? Jat satyam anrute neha martena apruti mamratam. That those who are intelligent, their intelligence is determined when they understand the temporary nature of this material world. That this body is subject to death. We are all trying to enjoy our material senses through this body. If we would have not got this material body, we would have no problem. This material body is the only problem actually. When we'll get rid of this material body, then we can get real enjoyment in spiritual body. But because we have got this material body, we have invited all miseries because of this material body. Because all these material miseries are connected with this material body. Birth, old age, disease and death. They are all connected with this material body. So, this material body is temporary. Today it is there, tomorrow it will be lost. And through this material body, whatever enjoyment we are trying to derive, that is also temporary enjoyment. So that's why Lord Krishna says that those who are intelligent persons, they do not take pleasure in this temporary material body and its connected enjoyments. Because these enjoyments will also be temporary. And if within this lifetime, in this very lifetime, if someone can use his material body to get me, who is Amrita, who is beyond birth and death. Krishna is not subject to birth and death. He is beyond this. So if someone can try through this material body to get Krishna, who is beyond this material miseries, who is called Anandamaya Abhyasat, who is the source of all Ananda. If someone can get that Anandamaya, then he can also become Anandamaya. If someone will attain the mercy of Anandamaya, he can also become really Anandamaya. And that ananda, that spiritual happiness, will have no end. This is unending happiness. So those who are actually intelligent, they don't try for this temporary happiness in this material world. They try to get this permanent happiness by serving Krishna, by attaining his lotus feet. They can derive this permanent happiness. They are the real intelligent persons. Thus it is said that how one can get out of this material world. Sansara sindhu ati bustaram utti tirsu. This material world is compared to an ocean. It is very, very difficult to cross over an ocean. We know that there are so many obstacles to cross an ocean. There are high waves in the ocean. Sometimes when there is storm, high waves may come and one may not be able to cross over the ocean. Even if he has boarded a ship, sometimes the ship may go down within water because of high waves. Or sometimes we see there are dangerous aquatics living in the ocean, like timingal. Sometimes the big timingal fish can devour an entire ship. What to speak of devouring a human being that can devour an entire ship. So there is always danger to cross over an ocean. And this material world is compared to an ocean because it is also very difficult to cross over this material world, the ocean of this material world. But anyone who is desiring to cross over this material world or the ocean of this material world, nanya plava bhagavata purusottamasya. To cross over a material ocean or the ordinary ocean, you can take a plava, means a boat. You can try to cross over an ordinary ocean by a boat or a ship. But if you want to cross over the ocean of this material world, then nanya plava. There is no other boat available in this material world. There is only one boat available to cross over this ocean of material world. And what is that boat? Bhagavata Purusottamasya Lila Katha Nishevana. Lila Katha Rasa Nishevana. That there is only one boat to cross over this ocean of material ocean, and that boat is to hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusottama, Sri Krishna. To hear the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from the mouth of a pure devotee. This is the only way to cross over the ocean of material nescience or material world. To hear Krishna's pastimes means to hear Krishna's names, forms, qualities, everything included. Punso bhavet vivida dukkha davarditasya. Because in this material world, the living entities are burning. Sansara dava nala lida loka. So we are always burning. Davanala. There has been a great fire in this material world. Like davanala, when the fire takes place in a forest that is called Davanala, and it spreads very quickly. And we cannot actually extinguish that fire unless there is a heavy rain. So in the same way, in this material world, we are burning with this fire of material existence, samsara davanala. Everyone is burning with this fire of material existence. And unless one gets the downpour of Krishna's mercy, there is a heavy rain of Krishna's mercy coming through the pure devotees of the Lord, we cannot get out from this Davanala. So that's why a person, by taking shelter of the lotus feet of a pure devotee and hearing from his lotus mouth the glories of the Lord, one can very easily cross over the ocean of material nascence. So here the Lord Shiva is by glorifying Lord Krishna in this way, giving this truth to the prachetas, by which they can also pray to Krishna and glorify him, and in this way get his mercy and make their life perfect. So Lord Shiva, as the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu, so he is instructing the prachetas how to attain the lotus feet of the Lord, which later on the prachetas followed and attained the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Is there any comments or questions?
It's kind of Mother Nature provided the body.
Yeah.
So did Lord Brahma create the body, or worked through Mother Nature to create the body?
Yeah, Brahma desires to create. But Mother Nature gives the body, material bodies, for all living entities. So Brahma desires to create from the mind, Mother Nature gives the body. And Krishna entered within that body, became a living entity. So with the help of Krishna and Mother Nature, Brahma creates. Brahma has no, his personal power to do that. He is empowered by Krishna and with the help of Mother Nature. Jaya Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jaya.